Cabbage.com welcomes you back to the final segment in today's show, celebrating all things eBay and all things radio. We're broadcasting live today, June 21st, 2012, from the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas. Here's Griff and Lee.
Thank you. And this segment is brought to you by American Express Open. Start booming. Shipping is a necessary chore, but it's best done quickly and, of course, efficiently. And here now to tell us how this essential task can be made easier is Vivian Lee from Dymo and Disha. Vivian, tell me and Lee about Dymo and Disha. What services do you offer and how do you get started?
Sure. Dymo and Disha, we're a technology partner of the Postal Service of the USPS. And really at the core of our technology, we allow online merchants to print postage-ready labels that are ready to be picked up by the Postal Service. But in a broader scope, we do a lot more than that. We really approach this business with the understanding that nobody gets into online selling because they love to ship, right?
Well, we suspect that's true, yes.
So our job is to make that necessary byproduct of online selling fulfillment as easy as possible. We want to make shipping as easy and fast for you and hopefully save you a little bit of money so you can get back to actually growing your business, spending more time on the things that you love.
Oh, that's a noble goal. How do you do that? How do you accomplish this for your customers?
Well, we have a number of ways that you can access us. We have standalone software where a lot of people start off by just printing their postage right there. We integrate with eBay through a number of our integrated partners. We have over 170 integrated partners. And really, the idea behind this is that we know our shippers are very busy, and they don't want multiple pieces of software to work with.
Yeah.
So the idea is to not make shippers ship in the way that we necessarily want them to ship, but to bring our shipping solutions to them. So that was the idea of really opening up our software to integrated partners. We have over 170 software partners that integrate us into their back end. And that way, shippers can use whatever order fulfillment, order management software that they have, fulfillment management, inventory management software that they have, and just access us through software that they're already using.
So explain the partnership between Dymo and Disha and the USPS.
So the Postal Service, they do an excellent job of getting packages from one place to another. And I think that they, especially for online sellers, do one of the best jobs. They really focus in on smaller packages and things that are going residential. And when you start thinking about the online seller community and how they're doing their fulfillment, it's single order packages, so small packages, going direct to customers, which is the residential. So over the private carriers, I think Postal Service has a real advantage. We partnered with the Postal Service knowing that that's where online sellers are going to be, and with that understanding of online sellers and what their needs are and how they want to be able to access their shipping and making it as easy as possible. And like I said, really our goal is for you to get back to running your business, to growing your business, working on things that you want to work on and not the things like shipping, which are kind of a chore.
Yeah.
With all these changes happening, online sellers are proliferating, and that's brick and mortar is goodbye.
Yes.
What are the top three ways the USPS is becoming more innovative, do you think?
Well, the Postal Service has really come a long way, especially I'd say like maybe in the past 7-10 years. They're no longer the Postal Service that we used to know. First of all, their tracking has come a long way. It used to be that they only had delivery confirmation that was strictly confirming that the delivery of your package. And these days people want actual tracking, so not just the last scan but all the scans in between.
Yeah.
Postal Service these days, we're seeing an average about 11 scans per package, which is right on par with UPS, who's always been known for their tracking.
Yeah.
Even more interesting, on their labels, their shipping labels, instead of just saying delivery confirmation number, they're actually owning up to this and calling it a tracking number.
Yeah, I saw that recently. That's a big change for them.
Yeah, it's kind of a subtle change that some people have missed, but for me, who looks at shipping labels every single day and that's my life, it was a big change that they're owning up to this tracking. So I actually reached out to them and asked them about this, and they said they're shooting for, by the end of the year, 13 scans per package. So really going above and beyond what they're doing and including a real-time scan on that delivery confirmation. So right now when they do a delivery scan, what happens is the carrier scans the package when it's put on the doorstep, and then it isn't until the carrier goes back to their post office and docks the scanner that the information gets uploaded. By the end of 2013, they are shooting for real-time delivery confirmation, so once it's scanned at the door, it automatically uploads, so they don't have to wait till the end of the day.
Wow, that'll be a great thing. I know. It's interesting that you said that about tracking. I know for years when we first started focusing on tracking, and we'd say tracking, a lot of sellers would say, no. With USPS, it's not tracking; it's delivery confirmation.
Yes.
And now they're kind of coming around to this.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see them own up. Another thing that we're seeing from the Postal Service is a real proliferation of new products, money-saving products that shippers can really take advantage of. So. In these last 2 years, as of 2011, they rolled out those regional rate boxes.
Yeah, those are great.
I really recommend anyone who is using Priority Mail to start looking into these regional rate boxes. They're a huge money saver. We have people who save, they're saying up to 50% on their shipping, which is money in your pocket if you can cut down your costs. Great Priority Mail service, the 2 to 3 day service, free delivery confirmation. They have new products like the flat rate box for Express Mail. This is very exciting. They've had a lot of success with their flat rate boxes in Priority Mail. So this is the first, they had a flat rate envelope in Express Mail. This is the first flat rate box. They're also putting out the padded flat rate envelope in Express Mail. That one was introduced in Priority Mail. A lot of success in that. So you can see them actually growing and thinking about their business. And one of the nice things with Dymo and Disha is that we're really committed to being lockstep with the Postal Service and providing every single one of these money-saving products to our customers as soon as they come out.
Is there anything you'd like to see them do that they're not doing right now?
Yeah.
The biggest thing on my wish list was tracking, so that has been really good. I think we've heard from some of the people here something that's been really sitting in the back of my mind, which is the delivery confirmation for the first class mail letters and flats. And I know that they're kind of looking at, they do have something out called the IMB, different from the IMPB. The IMPB is the Intelligent Mail Package Barcode. The IMB is the Intelligent Mail Barcode. And the IMB does offer some tracking information, some en route scans, hoping to see Postal Service kind of beef that up.
That would be great. I know that, is this barcode that you're talking about, is that the same as that test they're doing in the Baltimore area with first class letter, where you can get the tracking labels to put on your first class letter?
It's a little bit different than that. The barcode, it kind of looks like we call it like an up-down barcode.
Yeah.
So it looks different from like a traditional barcode that you see at the bottom of the label. So it's a little bit different from that, but it does provide some tracking information. It's actually provided tracking information for a number of years. It just that they haven't really promoted. It's kind of like their whole tracking thing.
Yeah.
For years and years when they said that they only had delivery confirmation, the truth was they did have en route scans in there. They just weren't ready to own up to it because they hadn't felt like they'd brought it up to that level when they can really commercialize it.
Yeah.
Anyone in the audience have any questions about the USPS or comments that they'd like to make? You're welcome to come up to the microphone. We have a few more minutes. We're taking the show right up to the top of the hour, so we have like about 4 minutes if anyone would like to mention something. Is there anything you'd like to see the USPS do that has not been mentioned here by Vivian? We'd like to know about it.
Well, obviously they're very content with everything as it is. That's
Uh-oh.
Oh, here comes Virginia.
Here we go. Come on down.
Victoria. But, I get called Valerie. I'm Veronica all the time, too.
So, hey, Vicky, is your question?
You know how, like, when you go to the bank and you're a real business, they have a special line? It would be really cool for eBay sellers, the ones who actually still drive to the post office, if there was a line so they didn't have to stand behind all those other people, and so all those other people wouldn't bitch. When I still did that, my postmaster made a rule, said I could only do 10 packages at a time, and then I had to go to the end of the line.
That's not customer-focused.
No, it's not, but it's a postal service.
Oh.
So, it's when we started using UPS instead, because they would only take 10 packages out of, say, 80 some days, and then go to the end of the line.
Thank you,
Victoria.
Good point.
That is where our software solution does come into play, is that we are trying to pull you out of the post office and get you online and get your packages shipped as efficiently as possible. I don't want you to be wasting your time driving down to the post office, standing in line. I want you to be getting those packages out as quickly as possible, printing out your postage as quickly as possible, because like I said, my job is to get you back to doing what it is that you want to be doing, which is selling and making money, not sitting there in line, shipping your packages off. Nobody loves their shipping. They love their business.
We would ask Victoria why, but she's not here right now, she's left the microphone, why she doesn't have them picked up. Oh, okay. It still goes on in her town. She pays great attention to what's going on in that post office.
You know, the other thing that I would really recommend is a lot of people don't realize Postal Service has a lot of feet on the streets and feet on the street. They have a number of postal reps out there. If you are interested in getting in touch with a postal rep, and I would recommend all of you, because all of you do shipping, get in touch with a postal rep, have them come out, look at your business, look at your shipping. They can analyze. I mean, they've been doing this for years and years. They're really the experts in shipping, and they can tell you maybe there's ways that you can be saving some more money. They can kind of take an analysis of your entire shipping, take a look at what you're shipping on UPS, FedEx, USPS, see if there's something more efficient. I do have some information at my booth for finding a postal service rep. Also recommend emailing shippingservices@usps.gov and just saying, I'm interested in having a postal rep come out. This is the volume that I do.
Great.
Good idea. And next.
I love my click and ship. I love to schedule the packages. This is not really the forum, but I'll just say it. It sucks to go to the post office when 10 people are in line and they all need help.
Yes.
So it's not an easy way. So it'd be nice to have a line, or at least if there is a box or something set up so somebody who just wants to drop stuff off that maybe doesn't fit.
Good, very good question.
You know, we love you. This is the end of our radio show for the event.
Thank you, everyone.
Stay here because, oh, we need a group photo. Please stay where you are. Photographer is going to take a group photo right now. And then Griff is going to do his Know Your Numbers. So stick
Thank
around.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks for attending our great party here at the Las Vegas eBay Radio Party and Convention for 2012. Let's give our team at Voice Marketing a big hand. This was produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought. Thank you.
To a live eBay Radio broadcast from the eBay Radio Party and Conference 2012. Thanks for joining us today. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
They made a movie about your online sales.
In a world where your online sales should be your priority, bookkeeping forces beyond your control take up more time than they should. Now imagine a world where accounting is on autopilot.
Your best supporting actor outright imports and categorizes your eBay and PayPal transactions every night on autopilot. With Outright, all of your eBay sales data is in one place, and it stays available for as long as you use Outright. It's no longer gone with the wind after 90 days. You can also automatically import your banking or credit cards, tracking and updating all of your finances. When the tax man cometh, Outright fills out your Schedule C and keeps track of sales tax, too. Outright's simple reports give you valuable business insights, so you'll never have a bad day at BlackRock. Outright, the color of money on autopilot.
Do you want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Nobody reads your eBay listings. They scan them. So you need to make sure they see the important stuff. The solution is Billboard's new app, and it's free. Billboard's lets you easily create a unique template to stand out for today's buyers or use as a banner with your existing templates. Did we tell you that the new app is free? You'll have more professional listings and look more credible. You can brand them, cross-sell hot items, promote special offers, and more. Billboard's is rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by users in eBay's App Center. It's really free forever, not just a free trial. And it's easy. There's no HTML to worry about. You can make changes in minutes. Don't let buyers pass you by. Stand out and sell out. Go to PageMage.com to learn more.
You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Global food for thought.